Northbrook Grace Church, I'd like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Nyberg. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Manowar Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Nyberg.
I'd like to read from Luke chapter 5. I've entitled this message, Touching the Untouchable. In Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 12, we read, "And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy departed from him." I want us to consider every one of those words. And it came to pass. Whatever God purposes comes to pass. The fact that you are listening to this right now is because God purposed it and it came to pass. God is sovereign in all things and controls all events. Whatever happens comes to pass. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold. Anytime the Word of God says behold, we ought to behold. Something unusual is getting ready to take place. Something that we ought to pay careful attention to. Behold a man. Like me and you, in many respects, we don't know the details of this man's life, but he was a real man with real hopes, real desires, real dreams, and real fears. A man very much like me and you, but he was a very special man. Let me show you why. Behold, a man full of leprosy came to him. That's what makes him special. He was full of leprosy. Special, do you say? How could that be special? It is special. Now, leprosy is the word used for a disease of the flesh that the Scripture speaks of quite often. It testifies or it typifies sin. It begins with a lack of pigment and numbness. Nodules then grow and ulcerate. The bones and internal organs are then affected. Lesions would appear on the face. And what a horrible disease of the flesh this was. Parts of you would rot off. Now, the flesh in the Scripture represents human nature. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. So, leprosy represents sin, a disease of the flesh. And what a horrible disease it was. The Bible gives no cure of this disease unless God decided to cure you. There wasn't something you could take that would make you better. It was a disease of the flesh that would end up in death. And the leper had no provision for worship. Let me read a passage of Scripture from Leviticus chapter 13. Regarding the leper, verse 44 says he's a leprous man, speaking of the leper. He is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare. And he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean. And the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be. He wasn't allowed in the camp. There was no sacrifice for the man who had the leprosy. He was shut out. But notice when it speaks of this leper in Luke chapter 5, it's pointed out that this man was full of leprosy. Let me read a passage of Scripture in Leviticus chapter 13, verse 12. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh. This man who's completely covered with leprosy, there's not one square inch of healthy flesh, nothing but ulcers where the leprosy was invading his body. Now, if this man is covered everywhere, then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy hath covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean. Now, did you hear that? When the leprosy covered all of his flesh, he was pronounced by the priest to be clean. Now, let's go back to our text. This man was full of leprosy. That's all that was there. Now he, in verse 12, it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face. Now, this word seeing is not the word that generally means physical sight. It means he perceived. He saw clearly. He understood. He knew who the Lord Jesus Christ was. And what proves that is his subsequent actions. He fell on his face at his feet and worshiped. That lets us know that he knew who the Lord Jesus Christ was, who, seeing Jesus. Now, when someone sees Jesus, they fall on their face every time. But did you know it's only the sinful, it's only those who are full of leprosy that see him? Now, if I do not see myself in this light, full of sin, to where that is all there is, if I believe that I at least have the power to change my condition as an act of my will, I can decide to let God do something for me, some belief in free will and some idea that I have some kind of control in salvation, all I prove by that is I've never really seen him. Because if you ever see who the Lord Jesus Christ is, you'll see yourself for who and what you are. You'll be like Isaiah. Let me read a passage from Isaiah chapter 6. This is when Isaiah saw the Lord. We read in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, this is Isaiah speaking. I think it's very interesting. If you go back into the first five chapters of Isaiah, five or six times he says, woe unto them. Woe unto them. Woe unto them that do this or do that. But now look what he says. After he had seen the Lord, then said I, woe is me. For I am undone. Because I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Now here's where we find out what we are. Not by looking within, but when we see who He is. Now, who seeing Jesus, said of this leper, in His holiness, as the Son of David, as the Lord, he saw the same thing the thief did because he called him Lord. Lord, if you will, you make me clean. I think of the thief hanging on the cross. He knew something concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and nobody else did at that time. Everybody else was making fun of him. Everybody else thought he was a pathetic failure, that he was being crucified and helpless. But when the thief looked at him, the thief knew, he's the Lord. Lord, Remember me when you come in your kingdom. You're not going to stay here. You're going to come back reigning in your kingdom. Oh, Lord. Lord means dictator. The one who has absolute control. The thief knew he was the Lord. This leper knew he was the Lord. Oh, the lordship of Christ. He's the Lord. That means he's sovereign. That's the same thing. It means his will is done. He's Lord of creation. He created the universe. He's Lord of providence. He controls everything and everybody, and nothing happens without him. And most especially, he's the Lord of salvation. That means salvation's in his hands. It's up to him as to whether or not you'll be saved. It's not up to you. It's up to him. People say, won't you accept Jesus? That's not the issue. Not will you accept Jesus. Will he accept you? Will he do something for you? He's the Lord. Now, let's read what this man said. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, in this man's experience, he didn't know whether or not the Lord would make him clean. But he still said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, he hadn't had the Lord do anything for him yet, as far as his experience goes. In Matthew's account of this, which it says he came and worshipped him. He worshipped him for who he was. And he had not yet done anything for him. Now, if the Lord passes me by, if the Lord does not have mercy on me, if the Lord would say, let him go, send him to hell, no mercy for that man. If the Lord did that to me, would he still be worthy of worship? If he did that to you, would he still be worthy of worship? Yes, because he's the Lord. Whatever happens to me or you, he's the Lord, the divine being, God the Son. He is to be worshiped. And this leper understood that. He said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. He fell on his face, beseeching the Lord. And that's what everybody who sees the Lord, that's what they do. They fall on their face. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, this man knew that he was not clean. He was full of leprosy. He could look at himself and see that he was not clean. He was filthy before God, not only in his flesh, but in his spirit and in his soul. And he knew that. He knew he was unclean. Like Isaiah said, from the sole of the foot even to the head, there's no soundness in it but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. This leper knew he was not clean before God. Paul the Apostle said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Now, you see yourself that way. What I want you to do, if you don't look to yourself. Don't look inside yourself. Don't start trying to compare yourself to somebody else. I want you, by the grace of God, to look at the cross. You look at the cross, you see that man hanging there who never sinned. And yet, the people delivered him up to be crucified. The cross tells us what we would do if God removed his hand from us. Now, if God left you to yourself, you and I, if he left me to myself, you and I would be murderers of the Son of God. Somebody says, I would never do anything like that. Well, you probably wouldn't do anything that toward the false Jesus that is being preached in our day, that wants things and can't have them and can't make a move unless we let him. You might not do that, but I'm talking about the Lord of glory. I'm talking about the one who's in absolute control, the holy, sovereign Son of God, the one in whose hands is salvation. He can save as he pleases, or he can pass you by. That one, if left to ourselves, if God removed his hand and left us to ourselves, we'd put him out of business. Now, if you want to know what sin is, look at the cross. There's what men do when God leaves them to themselves. Now, the fact of the matter is, whether we see it or not, you and I are just like this leper, unclean before God. And our cleansing will not come until we've seen that we are unclean before God. This man knew that he was not clean. And he also knew that he could not make himself clean. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may you do good who are accustomed to doing evil. No. This man lacked the ability to make himself clean. He lacked the ability to present himself as clean before God. He was unclean and he couldn't do anything to make himself clean. The Lord said in John chapter 6, verse 44, and this is talking about man's inability. John 6, 44, the Lord said, "No man can come to me." Now, did you hear that? You and I lack the ability because of our uncleanness, because of our sinful, fallen nature. You and I lack the ability to even come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day." Now, you and I, by nature, if God leaves us to ourselves, will never come to Christ, and we cannot come to Christ because of the sinfulness of our nature. We can't come because we won't come, and we will not come because we're unable to come. This man knew that he could not cleanse himself. And the third thing this man knew is he knew that Christ had the ability to make him clean. "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. You can make it so I'm perfectly holy. You can make it so that I'm without sin, without spot, without blemish. You can make me to where I am clean." He believed the Lord was able to do this. I'd like to read a passage of Scripture from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 25. Paul says in verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it." There you go. "With the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it," this church that he's washed, "to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." Now, this leper, he knew he was unclean. He knew he couldn't make himself clean, and he knew the Lord could. You see, he's the Lord. Is anything too hard for the Lord? He knew the Lord could make him clean. And he knew it was entirely up to the will of Christ as to whether he'd be clean. He said, "If you will, if you choose, you can make me clean." Now, I realize that for centuries, this whole religious world has argued over free will, man's will, whosoever will, and God's will. But I know whose will is going to be done. He doeth according to his will in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, "What doest thou?" I know whose will is going to be done. "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Now, can you imagine this leper saying to the Lord, "Lord, I will that you make me clean"? You don't address the God of glory that way. The only one who could say to God, "I will," is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. "Father, I will that they whom you've given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. For thou lovest me from the foundation of the world." Only the Lord Jesus Christ can speak like that. A sinful man is not going to say, "I will that you do this," or "I will that you do that." If I believe in what people call free will, and listen to me real carefully, free will, that's the notion that God loves everybody, Christ died for everybody, God wants to save everybody. But it's up to man's will, his decision, to accept what Christ did for him in order to make it work. God can love you. Christ can die for you. God, the Holy Spirit can call you. You'll end up in hell anyway if you don't, as an act of your free will, decide to accept what he did for you. Now, my dear friends, there's not a drop of truth in that. That's the lie of the devil. There's no truth in it. And somebody preaches that, does not preach the gospel. Someone who believes that does not believe the gospel. This leper didn't come like that. He didn't say, I will that you'd... Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, if we're going to approach the Master to obtain mercy, the prayer of our heart and our lips must be, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, the only thing that this leper was not very sure about was the Lord's willingness to do it. He said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. He wasn't real sure about the Lord's willingness to make him clean. And you know, I understand that. I understand that. If you're a sinner, all sense of entitlement's gone. And you just wonder why the Lord would have anything to do with you anyway. You'd be very much like Peter when Peter said, depart from me. I'm a sinful man, O Lord. You don't want to have anything to do with me. He wasn't real sure about the Lord's willingness. You know that scripture in Romans 9:13, it's a quotation from Malachi chapter 1, where God says, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. You remember that scripture? I remember, just this week, I saw someone with a t-shirt saying, God loves you. And I wanted to ask him, did he love Esau? We know he didn't. He said, Esau have I hated. Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Now people stress over that. How could God hate somebody? Now if you know that you're a sinner, you understand why he could hate you. You see, his hatred is not like human hatred. His hatred is with regards to justice and righteousness, who he is. And you can see why God would hate you and pass you by. What you're amazed by is this thing of Jacob have I loved. How could he love me? When someone is unconverted, they get stuck on Esau have I hated. Somebody, when the Lord does something for them, what they're amazed by is Jacob have I loved. Now this man just wasn't real sure about Christ's willingness, and I understand that. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, I would like to read Mark's account of this. In Mark chapter 1, this is in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But in Mark chapter 1, we read beginning in verse 40, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Verse 41 says, and Jesus moved with compassion. Now, do you hear that? When this man came in his uncleanness, full of leprosy, knowing he couldn't make himself clean, knowing the Lord could, knowing it was entirely up to the will of Christ as to whether or not he would be clean, and he prayed, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. The scripture says the Lord was moved with compassion. Now, let me tell you this about the Lord. Anyone who comes to him like this, he's moved with compassion. You see, he delights in mercy for sinners. If you're full of leprosy, if you're full of sin, how'd you get that way? He showed you. He made himself known to you. And the reason you now know that you're full of leprosy is because he's going to have mercy on you, because he saves everybody who's full of leprosy. Now, if you have any goodness, if you have any righteousness, if you have any merit, you cut your own throat. He's not going to have mercy on that person who thinks themselves to be good, who thinks they have some kind of ability. He's not going to have anything to do with you. He'll pass you by. But if you come like this leper did, he's moved with compassion. And look what it says next. It says, he put forth his hand and touched him. How long had it been since this leper had been touched? who knows, years and years and years. You wouldn't touch him. I wouldn't touch him. We would be afraid of contracting his disease. But the Lord moved with compassion, reached forth his hand, and touched him, saying, I will. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. I will. This is what he says to everyone who comes to him just like that. Be thou clean. And look what it says took place, verse 42. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he was cleansed. As soon as the Lord said, I will, that leprosy left. Where'd it go? Went to the same place my sins went. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He took my sin and my sorrow. He made it his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. That man's leprosy went somewhere. It went to the Lord Jesus Christ, which represents how a leper is cleansed, how a sinner is cleansed. That sinner's sin is placed in Christ. Christ bore it as the sinner's substitute, suffered and died under the wrath of God as the sin-bearing substitute, satisfied God's justice, and he gives his saving health. He gives his righteousness to everyone he touches. You see, in this touch, there was a transfer that took place. My sin became his, and his righteousness becomes mine. He touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the man's leprosy was cleansed. He was made whole. And look what happens next. Verse 43, and he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, see that you say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for the cleansing, for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. This man can now go to the law, and the law will pronounce him clean, because the Lord Jesus Christ made him clean. Now, we have this message on DVD and CD. If you call the church or write or email, we'll send you a copy. This is Todd Nyberg, praying that God will be pleased to make himself known to you. That's our prayer.
To request a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to messages@toddsroadgracechurch.com, or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.